Hey everyone, welcome to the Curious Girl Diaries podcast. I'm Layla London, aka The Curious Girl. Now, just to let you know, this podcast is not suitable for work. It's also not suitable for anybody under 18. But the rest of you consenting adults, let's get ready to talk about my sex life, sex in general, and everything in between in explicit, raunchy, fun detail. All right, here we go.
I've had anal sex on the brain lately. Just really, really, really like I'm wanting a good anal fuck. While I'm masturbating and while I'm up to these naughty little fun things, I do like to watch porn. My session gets fucked up because then all of a sudden I have to stop and focus and concentrate on finding the right porn. And now I'm just surfing for porn rather than focusing on my masturbation and my orgasms. Homemade porn? Holy shit, let me just tell you something. It is hot as fuck. You get to see the expression on your face, how you're reacting, the little twitches of your body, the way you respond to this man. It's so freaking erotic. Hey guys, welcome back to the Curious Girl Diaries podcast. I'm Layla. I hope you had a nice Memorial Day weekend. I know I did. I did not, of course, get as much accomplished as I wanted to. I had a big long list before the weekend started, but I did get through quite a bit of it and I'm super excited, proud of myself. I'm just a type A, like I'm always making a list, crossing it off, doing something, having a goal. So I felt like I did get a lot accomplished. What I did not get accomplished was the garage. No, didn't even get out there, didn't even touch it. So it's still waiting for me. So that'll have to be next weekend. Well, hey, I'm excited. I heard back from some of you that you purchased from Taste Vita and Foria. I cannot wait to hear your feedback, you guys. You have to let me know how it works for you. I am telling you, I know I haven't used the Taste Vita, but I have that on good recommendation. So I'm super curious about that. But I'm also very excited about the results that I'm getting with that CBD oil. I'm telling you, it really, really works. I'm so excited about it that I went back to the website and I bought some more stuff over the weekend because I'm like, what else can I buy? How much more CBD can I shove into my pussy? Well, there's going to be a lot more CBD going into my pussy because I bought the suppositories. I read the reviews and it just sounded amazing. Let me read some of them to you. This gal says, within 15 minutes of using, I felt relaxed, ready, and raring to go. Our orgasms have been intense and amazing. We also both noticed positive effects during sex days after using the suppository. Highly recommend. Then another review says, upon trying the suppositories, I found that my pelvic floor was much more relaxed. Whoa. Another one says, I have vaginismus, I hope I said that right, and noticed that my muscles relaxed more quickly and easily after using these. My physical therapist noticed a difference as well. Sex is better, much less pain than before. Okay, now that I got to admit that last one though, that last one threw me off when she said that her physical therapist noticed the difference as well. Is she having sex with her physical therapist? How did he notice the difference? Is he sticking his fingers in there? Now I'm really curious about this. I wish I could reach out to this person. Anyway, let me just tell you what drew me to these because it basically said, you know, you can use these for prior to sex and also prior to anal sex. It was the anal sex thing that got me, not going to lie. I'm just like, you know what? I've had anal sex on the brain lately. Just really, really, really like I'm wanting a good anal fuck. And then I thought about these suppositories because usually, you know, I kind of get myself ready with a butt plug. You know, you have to be really relaxed. You don't really go at it dry. You plan ahead for this. You know, anal sex is not something, generally speaking, that women want to be surprised with. I don't know. I've yet to run across one that says, hey, surprise me. Let's roll the wheel. Let's let's roll the dice and see what's back there. So anyway, I'm super excited about these suppositories because I just thought, wow, let's see what these do. Another review said something about like, it just made it really like creamy back there. And to me, that sounded appealing. Oh, creamy in your pussy and in your anus. Why not? I mean, come on, I'm ready for it. So I'm also thinking that, hey, if I ever do DP, double penetration, I can have a suppository in my pussy and in my ass. And then I'm doubly good to go. So anyway, guys, if you bought some of these products, please give me your feedback. I really want to know how you like them, what you think. You can leave me a voice message. Just go to the website, thecuriousgirldiaries.com, and click on the pink tab on the right-hand side. Leave me your quickie little voice memo. And don't forget, if you guys are still interested in these products, I'm going to keep talking about them and I'll still have them. I'm going to put, when I mention products, in my show notes. I'm going to be doing much better about this, putting stuff, even if I don't, even if I'm not linked to it affiliate-wise, if I like something, I want you guys to know about it. So I'll start putting stuff I reference in my show notes. So if there's something I mention, you want to know about it, go to the website, thecuriousgirldiaries.com, click on podcast, and click on the podcast you were listening to when you heard it, and I'll have a link there for you. The cool thing about these affiliate links is it's a bestie link, so you guys get a discount when you purchase. All right. Hey, I got an interesting voicemail from a listener. Let me play it for you. Here it is.
Hey, Layla. It's Daniel. It's been a while since I said hello, but I've been listening to your podcast, and as you know, I love it. But I need to know, is the picture that you posted on Twitter today where it says, "On my knees for you, baby," is that you giving your man head? I need to know.
Okay, Daniel. Well, the post I put on Twitter that I think I captioned "on my knees for you, baby" is not me. Nope. Sorry. Wah, wah, wah. Hate to let you down if that is not in fact me. I have been very, very careful this past, ever since I started doing podcasting and got social media, about any pictures I put out there with myself. You guys know that I've been extremely private and I've kind of kept myself hidden away. And so I haven't posted a lot of pictures of my body, very, very few. When I do post a picture of my body, I make sure that you never see my face. So you don't get to see the whole thing. I've posted a couple face pictures where my face is sort of partially obscured and you can see my face, but you don't see my body. And then I'll post pictures where you can see my body. You know, at one point, my Twitter header and my Twitter picture, avatar picture, those are pictures of my body for some reason. And I was just wearing bra and panties for some reason. That's against the Twitter rules. You can post all the porn you want on Twitter, you know, penis to vagina penetration, everything, but you can't post something that's, I guess, titillating in your header, which I found to be very strange because really, like, this is more like a bathing suit. These were like bathing suit pics, if you will. You didn't see anything. There's no lips, no nips, nothing showing. So basically, it's like a bathing suit, but Twitter at one point after about maybe a year said, nope, you can't, you have to change that. So I changed it anyway. And then when I first had my first Tumblr account, I did post some pictures of me. They would be pictures of my body where you couldn't. So I would be maybe holding, covering my nips, and I would turn my hips a certain way so that you couldn't see my landing strip, or, you know, no vag, no lips, none of that. And I did have those, a couple of those floating around a few times, maybe just two, maybe a handful at the most, but that blog got taken down. But what I used to do was when I was in a relationship with somebody, I would post a picture. And if they had a Twitter or Tumblr account, I'm sorry, I'm talking about Tumblr rather. When they had a Tumblr account, I would tag them, you know, and it would be some saucy teasing picture of me. Again, I wouldn't be showing nips or vag, but I'd be naked and, you know, I'd tag them and, you know, just tease them with it. I did that a few times. I did at one point, the only picture I did, I put up one picture of me in a breast harness, which, you know, was tied beautifully and wonderfully, and with a big, long, manly hand around my throat. And you could see, and I was on my knees, and you could see my nips and maybe just the top of my landing strip, but no, because of the angle, you know, but no lips, or you weren't getting up into my vagina. So you weren't taking a look at that business. That was the closest thing I'd ever posted. Now, again, all of these with my body, no face. So, you know, there's plausible deniability. I like to keep it that way. I've been very, very private. So no, I wouldn't post a picture of me in a sex act, although it would be really, really hot. But I will be getting to that. That's really the topic of this podcast. We'll be getting to that in just a minute. But yeah, so interesting thing is that my Tumblr blog, that old blog, I have that backed up. I am going to have that as part of the benefits of being in my Patreon. There's like, no joke, there's 75,000 posts. So if you are brave enough to go through there and dig around and find these needle in a haystack pictures, like there might be five of them and there's only one that you can see my nips, you are welcome to have at it. It will not be easy, but basically if you ever wanted to have even just an arsenal of naughty pics that you could use for anything, if you have a blog or a podcast like me, or you have a Tumblr, you have a Twitter, and you like that type of genre, these sexy pictures and hot GIFs and all that, you will have access to that. And you'll never run out of material. Now, most of it, like I said, so out of 75,000, there may be only five pictures that are actually of me and that are mine. The rest is all just stuff that you would reblog on Tumblr and Twitter. And, you know, I take no ownership of it. But anyway, it'll be kind of fun. Okay, now, since we're segueing off of this naughty pics and taking naughty pics of yourself and naked pics and stuff like that, I thought what I really wanted to talk about this time was homemade porn. Because as you know, I've been mentioning recently, I've been talking about my sex oil that I got from Foria and all my masturbation and all the fun stuff that I love to do to my body just to keep it in fine, you know, tip-top sexual shape. You got to use it or lose it, people. I'm telling you. Just if you don't have anybody around that can give you five orgasms in one session, you can do it for yourself. Don't be afraid. Go on, you know, and use as many toys and as many lubes and fun things as you need to. But while I'm masturbating and while I'm up to these naughty little fun things, I do like to watch porn. And you know what my gripe about porn is, right? It just takes so long to find what you want. Plus, I've definitely noticed over the past few years, the porn industry has changed. YouPorn, Pornhub, you know, you go on there and they're doing, I guess what you would say, probably a better job for these porn creators who I'm not sure how they're compensated. Don't really know about that model, how that works. But I think what they're doing is doing a better job at protecting these creators, or maybe it's just the creators themselves have gotten smarter and they're like, hey, so they only release certain snippets of the full version, right? And so what they want you to do is click through and pay for the whole version, which I totally understand. I believe creators should get paid for their content. That's why, you know, after 5 years of paying for this content and putting it out there for free, I'm finally deciding, hey, I think I'm going to do a Patreon. You know, I really want to help me collaborate with me by voting with their dollars to help me create new content, get even more fun and really push it to the next level. So I get it. You know, I get where these content creators are coming from. That being said, as a real mild porn frequenter, it's not something I do every day. It's not even something I do every week. When you go, when you're in the mood and you want to watch it, you seem to spend a lot of time surfing and just trying to find the right thing. You know, it's that Goldilocks thing. You're trying to find the Goldilocks of porn just right. You know, not too soft, not too hard, just right. Well, I don't know if there's too hard. Wait a minute. Maybe this Goldilocks thing is a bad reference. Let me back off of that. Anyway, you know what I'm saying. It's just frustrating when you're in the mood to masturbate. You're halfway into it. I'm getting going. I don't want to come just yet. I want to watch some porn. I want that porn to drive me over the edge. And then my session gets fucked up because then all of a sudden I have to stop and focus and concentrate on finding the right porn. And now I'm just surfing for porn rather than focusing on my masturbation and my orgasms. So what I want to let people in on, it may be a big secret to some people that have never done this, but homemade porn, holy shit, let me just tell you something. It is hot as fuck. Hot as fuck. If you've never made your own porn, I highly, highly recommend it. Now, I'll admit, I didn't come to this. It took me a long time. I got to the homemade porn thing later in life, and it did take me years to finally be with the same person to even allow pictures, just still photos, just still shots to be taken. I just was so against it. I was just like, nope, I'm not having this stuff. I'm not going to have someone be in possession of me in a sex act, like have a video of it, have proof of it. It's one thing for me to be talking about it, but I just didn't want, I guess, casual partners to have ownership of this stuff. So I do have limits on it. I'll talk about that at the end of the podcast, but let's just talk about why this shit is so freaking hot. Oh my gosh. Okay. It's you get all the best points of views. Okay. Cause I love my absolute favorite point of view, hands down, is being able to watch a man's cock going in and out of my pussy. Like when I can look down and see that, you know how when you're having sex and you're feeling every stroke and every pulse and everything and every pump and grind and angle, and you're kind of lost in your own little world and you're feeling it. That moment that I sort of come out of my like euphoric sex fog, and if I look down and start watching it, whew, that sends me over the edge. If I'm close, all I have to do is look down and watch that cock going in and out of me. Oh my God. It takes me to a whole nother level. I lose my mind. I mean, that's literally just puts me over. So watching it while you're doing it is fun. Okay, but having it on video and being able to watch that moment over and over and over, and shit, you could even cut that little snippet out and put it on a boomerang if you want it and just watch it and watch it. Oh my God, it's the best. Watching the way a man fucks you, his whole style, everything that he does, the way he moves you around and tosses you around, whatever that theme of that sex act is, just capturing it and being able to watch it from this third party position, and then to watch it again while you're masturbating. Ugh, oh my gosh. It just takes you right back there. You're back in the moment. I mean, you get to see the expression on your face, how you're reacting, the little twitches of your body, the way you respond to this man. It's so freaking erotic and animalistic when you're just in this raw, raunchy sex act with somebody and then you're capturing it. I cannot tell you. And there's so many different subtleties and things that I notice about it. It's like, you know, it just really depends on where my mindset's at, like where my mood is at, you know, and am I in a romantic mood? Am I in a nostalgic mood? And I am in an animalistic mood? Do I just want to be used like a filthy little whore? I mean, what? I get to sort of peruse my porn library, my own personal porn library, and be like, okay, which memory do I want to go back? What experience do I want to have again? Oh my gosh. I mean, it's so hot to watch the way a man touches you, the way he puts his hands on you, because you all know I love a man's hands, and just you can tell by the way a man touches you. Even casually before you've had sex, you can tell by the way he touches you the kind of lover he's going to be. I swear. I watched, what was that movie? This was a long time ago. It was Mark Wahlberg, and he was this boxer, and he had this girlfriend, and they show them, you know, they're having sex scene. The way he touched that woman, even though he was acting, I could tell. I was like, oh my God, he's good in bed. And to this day, like Mark Wahlberg, he's not my type, but he just went up there on the sexy scale, like 1,000 points. Like he could be my type. He would be my type. If I ran across him, I would have to know, like after seeing the way he touched that actress, and I can't remember what her name was. Oh God, so fucking hot. But even better is just like when you're watching it done to yourself and you get to watch the dynamic between the two of you, you know, whether it's a casual partner or someone that you're deeply in love with, you get to watch the things, you know, you get to hear the things you're saying to each other, the dirty, filthy talk. I mean, the stuff that comes out of my mouth and the things that a man is saying to me, it's just so hot. Whether it's, you know, even just like, I love hearing this again, depending on my mood, like that sweet, sexy, loving stuff or that just raunchy, filthy, just disgusting sex talk. Oh, oh, I love it. It's so hot. It's so great to watch it being done to you. I mean, and hear it again and get to relive it. And especially if you're having a long session, I'm usually having long sessions. I have some videos that are hours long, hours. I mean, they just go and go and go. I almost think, geez, my iPhone's going to run out. Even if it stops, you just start a new one. Oh, it's so awesome. Yes, I love it. Guys, if you haven't done this, you really, really need to. The other thing that's super hot is the noises that a man makes while his dick is buried deep inside you. when you're in the moment, you miss a lot of what's going on. All this stuff that's happening while you're feeling it, you're so overloaded with, at least I am, I'm in that sensory mode, that subspace mode. I'm just flooded with sensation and feeling, and it's blowing my mind. I'm really literally in a different place, and I'm like floating outside of my body, but just like feeling all the sensations like turned up to 1,000. So I miss a lot of stuff. But when you video it and to be able to watch it back and see how he's reacting, the noises that he's making, the way he's breathing faster, grabbing you harder, burying his cock inside you deeper, and even the sex sounds, the sounds that my pussy makes when it's just getting fucked really hard and how juicy and wet it is. I mean, it's noisy. It's making some noises, and you get to catch all that. It's so freaking hot. And just, have you ever watched a man eat you out, go down on you? I mean, when he is eating your pussy and you can feel how wet you are, but to actually see that running down his chin or your pussy, you feel it dripping, and to feel it dripping past your ass, past your butt plug, past that pretty little butt plug and down your thighs and onto him, to see it, not just feel it. Ugh, I'm telling you, you're missing a whole nother aspect of your sex life if you don't video it. There's a whole nother aspect to what you're doing. And all these visuals are super fucking hot. So do not miss out on them. Or even just watching yourself give a blowjob. How you give a blowjob. The way you suck his cock. What it looks like when you're gagging on it and your eyes are tearing up. And seeing his dick in your throat. Fuck. Watching your body squirm as he's face fucking you. And how wet your pussy's getting. I mean, oh my God. Whew. I'm not kidding you. Right now, I'm sweating. I'm heating up right now. Like, oh, just, I know I had the air conditioner on, but damn it. Whew. This is some good stuff. If you're not videoing yourself in a sex act, or you've never videoed yourself in a sex act, you are missing some really interesting things that are going to turn you on sexually, that are going to let you know how motherfucking hot you are and how great you are in bed. They're going to show you how into you your partner is and how much he loves fucking you. You're also going to hear things you didn't hear while you were having sex with him. While you were too busy being fucked, you missed a lot. Trust me, there's so much more to see, and that you get to watch it over and over again and enjoy it while you're making yourself come. I mean, nothing gets you off like your own homemade porn. I mean, I love porn. I love watching other people fuck, but nothing gets me hotter than seeing myself in a hot fuck session with someone going at it. Yeah, it's the best. It's the absolute best. Just, ugh, you see how needy and greedy you are, how many times that you're coming on that cock. Oh, or just even if he's just doing everything to you and making you beg, and making you just a dirty little, like, greedy little hot mess. Oh, you have to see this stuff. You literally do. Do not miss out on this. And I was a holdout on this for a long time. Maybe a lot of people aren't as conservative as me or as conservative as I was. But if you are, I'm telling you, it's definitely worth doing once. Plus, if you've never seen what your own butt plug looks like while your man's fucking you from behind, you are missing out. It's hot. Now, I know he's looking at something damn good because I've seen it for myself. Oh my gosh. Okay. Let's talk about some common sense rules. Now, I don't just want to send you out there into the world and then you're like, that Layla, she told me I should do this and I did it and I regret it and he spread that video everywhere. Okay, that is not going to be you. No, no, no. Here's the rules. Do not do this with somebody you don't know. I mean, make sure there's a mutual trust and mutual respect between the two of you, number one. Number two, you can always do this at angles where you're not showing your face. So if it's a casual partner, I highly recommend just put the camera in a position where you won't see your face. The second thing is, I recommend as a woman, and sorry guys, but as a woman, I recommend you ladies keep possession of this yourself. Most guys will be okay with just fucking you and letting you record it and keep possession of it. You can send them little outtakes, send them quick little 20-second, 30-second, 10-second little clips that you think are the hottest, and they can have those. If you're going to mute, if you're agreeing that you're mutually sharing it, I highly recommend, unless it's somebody, again, that you just, you are in a long-term relationship and you absolutely trust, you do not show your face. Even if it, you are in a long-term relationship and it is someone that you do trust, it's probably not worth showing your face. Because the worst case scenario is at some point down the road, maybe you have a nasty breakup, whatever, or somebody hacks your phone, or they hack into whatever database you're storing this stuff on, you're not identifiable. That's really the smartest thing to do. That's why I've always been super cautious about putting my pictures out there, posting anything with me. I have not posted, never posted myself, even just with no face. I've never posted anything of me in an actual sex act where I am fucking somebody or I'm sucking somebody's dick or somebody's eating my pussy. That, you know how I always like get snagged every time I say never, but that will never happen. I won't be the one. If something like that gets out there, it won't be because I let it out there. So have fun with this, but be smart about it because it is really fun and it is really hot. And, you know, maybe you record it and then you watch it with somebody for the first time, you play it back and watch it, and then you just delete it, whatever. But it is really, really freaking hot. And I will put it to the test. I will put your own porn to the test against anybody's professionally made porn any day. It just resonates with you more. It gets you hotter. It does so much more than just watching regular porn. Again, I'm not trying to put the regular porn industry out of business. They are safe. But if you've never made your own homemade porn, you really should. Give it a shot. Take baby steps. I did. I first started with just still shots. You know, it was like, okay, first we're just going to take some pictures. No faces, just your dick, my pussy. Let's take a picture. Or your mouth, my pussy, your dick, my mouth. You know, that kind of thing. You can baby step it. But then at some point, I do recommend you trying, you know, just make a quick little, it could even be just a couple minutes long of what you're doing. I think you'll really, really like it. By the way, guys, if you have any great, fun, exciting, sexy homemade porn stories to share with me, you know I love hearing from you. Go to the website, curiousgirldiaries.com. Click on the Leave Me a Voicemail tab and let me know what you think about homemade porn. Whew. All right, guys. Well, I think you know what I need to go do. I need to watch some homemade porn and I need to get my Foria sex oil and go to town on myself. All right. Have a good one, guys. Love you guys. Stay safe. Mwah. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening. And if you like what you hear, refer me to a friend. And make sure you're following me on social media. Also, go to the website, thecuriousgirldiaries.com, and join my subscribers-only list for access to exclusive content. And as usual, questions or comments, you can always email me at curiousgirl@thecuriousgirldiaries.com.